grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 13. I read to you again these words. Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world, Jesus tells this parable about a sower sowing seeds. The seed lands in four different kinds of soil, but only in one of those soils does it produce fruit. Such a simple story. Yet there is more to it than meets the eye. For Jesus then explains this parable to his disciples. He says that the seed is the word of God, and that the four types of soil represent four types of people who hear that powerful, miracle-producing word. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what has been sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Hard-packed soil, picked over by the birds. Rocky soil that does not allow the roots to take hold. Thorny soil that quickly chokes and kills anything good. And rich, fertile soil that receives the seed and allows it to grow and thrive. And clearly, any Christian who hears these words of our Lord will surely want to be identified as the good soil. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit. And yet, how many of us would truly dare to claim that there is in our natural self anything good at all, soil or otherwise? Wouldn't it seem much safer for you and for me to stand next to St. Paul and join him in saying what he said in last week's epistle from Romans chapter 7? I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. We must admit, having heard Jesus' parable, that we are each a mixed field of various soils. Each of us with plenty of deadpan, plenty of rock, and more than our share of thorns. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. When Jesus speaks about understanding the word of the kingdom, he's not so much speaking about whether or not you are able to grasp and comprehend the plain meaning of the words that are spoken to you. In this parable, understanding also has to do with believing the words of God that are spoken to you, clinging tenaciously to them, and taking them fully to heart. Jesus speaks about sowing the life-giving seed of God's word along the hardened pathway where Satan snatches it away. You might say that this first soil in the parable has to do with our frequent habit of allowing God's miraculous word to go into one ear and right out the other. Of this, we can all plead guilty. And as for that, and as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. Forget for a moment about the tribulation and bloodthirsty persecution that was experienced by the ancient martyrs, or by countless others throughout the history of the church, and even today. It's rather easy for us to simply pretend that we do not know Jesus at all, and that we are not Christians. And this happens when we can talk to somebody about anything and everything, but not Jesus. We can't talk about Jesus and what he's done for us and what he means for us. And this is as true for pastors as it is for you. The seed that Jesus sows on rocky ground is the kind of seed that seems very important and even life-changing on Sunday morning, but generally is forgotten. Or worse, it is hidden from daylight during the rest of the week. In such cases, we have no birds to blame either. Our own rockiness of soil keeps the seed of the word from doing good and salutary work in us and for us. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Have you ever been worried about your future? Have you ever felt afraid for your spouse or family? Have you ever felt pretty sure that you were not going to survive that which you were up against? Maybe there's a thorn or two also in your soul, as in mine. Honesty requires us to admit, having heard Jesus' parable, that we are each a mixed bag of soil, each with plenty of hardhand, plenty of rock, and more than our share of thorns. In fact, if St. Paul is right, if it is indeed true that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, maybe we should give up trying to find any good soil within us after all. What field ever plowed itself? What piece of ground ever removed its own stones or sprayed itself for weeds? And yet, This is the amazing miracle of the parable in today's gospel. Jesus is not merely the farmer who rigorously and abundantly sows the seed of his word into our hearts and minds. Jesus is also the farmer who first prepares the soil of our hearts and minds so that the seed of his word may do its good work in us. Jesus loosens the soil, and Jesus protects his planting from the theft of the devil. Jesus is the one who clears the stones so that the seed of his word may take root deeply within you. And he is the one who faithfully tends to the weeds and thistles that would otherwise choke out the seed which he has planted. Jesus, too, being the very word itself, has caused the growth. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Dear Christian friends, you are good soil because the Lord your God has made you that way. You are good soil because he has prepared your heart to receive the seed of forgiveness and life that he himself has sown within you. His life-giving, forgiveness-bestowing word. And still, it seems so extravagant and so wasteful the way that this sower sows the seed in the parable, letting, it seems, so much of it fall on poor soil. It does seem like such a waste of resources. And yet, that is precisely the point of our Lord's parable today. Jesus sows the life-giving seed of his miraculous word, even in those places that seem to have no chance for growth. The seed of his word is cast liberally above, because there's no one for whom he has not died, no one for whom he has not shed his forgiving blood. And now, your divine farmer wants earnestly to see his field produce whatever harvest it will. The hard pan and the stones and the thorns may indeed remain for you and for me. There's still plenty of good soil, nevertheless, because the Lord himself has prepared that soil and has tilled that ground for us. And even where those rough patches remain of impossible soil, our generous Father plants his seed so thickly that it cannot help but grow for us unto eternal life. God grant that we sow here, and that so here we produce an abundant crop of fruit to the glory of his name. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.